Amazing me, amazing you. Hi everybody, greetings from the south coast of Ireland and welcome to the Amazing Me, Amazing You podcast. I'm Steph O'F. I'm a relationship therapist, a yoga teacher and a mom of four. And I am feeling super excited and also a little bit nervous creating this, my very first podcast, and sharing with you what I've been learning and practicing since 2005, when I was first introduced to the concept of creating and maintaining a loving relationship with myself. And I so want to share it because it has transformed my life and transformed the relationships in my life. So back in 2005, a friend of mine, her sister, was running a 10-week parenting course, which I signed up for. And even though it was just one morning a week for 10 weeks, I learned so much that I really was blown away by all the new information and all the new learning and the hugely positive impact it was having on all my relationships immediately. So I was fascinated and intrigued, and ultimately it led me to return to college where I had originally studied business, but this time I returned to the psychology department and completed the 4-year relationship studies program. And I have worked in this area then ever since then. So what fascinates me about the relationship with myself is that even though it's 15 years since I began this journey, I am still learning more about myself every day. And probably a week doesn't go by without me learning something significant about myself, something that has been hidden for so long that I wasn't even aware of it. And when I have uncovered it, it helps me to understand, oh, that's why I'm triggered by that word or those actions. And this whole experience, it's incredibly wonderful. And also at times it's heartbreaking when I understand how I have been hiding myself, you know, hiding behind a mask or a label in order to feel safe or to feel loved, albeit conditional love. But the learning is phenomenal. And so creating a loving relationship with myself has, and it continues to impact my life in hugely positive ways. So back to day one of that parenting course, I arrived in bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, excited to see what I could learn about parenting. And I remember specifically thinking I might pick up some school lunchbox ideas, because obviously my school lunchbox ideas were running thin at the time. But within the first few minutes of coming into the room, I realized, oh no, it wasn't a parenting course at all. It was a reparenting course. And we were going to be looking at how to reparent ourselves for the next 10 weeks. Now, my immediate reaction was one of dread. And I just thought, oh no, what have I signed up for? I do not want to be here. Can I make my excuses? Can I reverse out of the room without being noticed? I didn't even know what parenting meant or what reparenting meant. I really didn't. Now, basically, it just means reparenting is about parenting ourselves as adults with love and compassion, kindness, and forgiveness. So being our own best friend, being a loving parent to ourselves. But at the time, I was happy to invest 10 mornings in learning how to parent my kids, 100%. But I was very reluctant to invest any time at all in parenting myself. And I just felt hugely uncomfortable. So it was, you know, this reparenting, it was totally new language to me. I felt vulnerable. I felt naked, not at all comfortable. I didn't want to spend time reflecting on myself. It felt too threatening to me and scary. And I was in the throes of parenting 4 smallies. So I really, you know, in my head, I was thinking, I do not have time to parent myself. Basically, I was afraid. And despite all that fear and those whirring thoughts rushing around in my head, I stayed in my seat. And I am so glad that I stayed for that very first morning, because what I learned then was it was life changing and still continues to be. So as I settled into my seat and committed to the morning, or my very first reparenting morning, one of the very first questions we were asked was, how do we parent ourselves? And again, it was like an alien language to me. I didn't even know what that meant. But our next prompt helped me because the next question was, how is my relationship with myself? Now, this question sounded so strange and so uncomfortable for me. I knew that I had relationships in my life, obviously, in every aspect of my life. I had relationships at home with my family, friends, colleagues, my yoga friends, you know, my neighbors. I was obviously in relationship with lots of people, but I'd never, ever once considered my relationship with myself. It was like a totally new concept for me, and it totally stopped me in my tracks. I wondered, like, how is my relationship with myself? How, like, is that even a thing? Are we meant to have a relationship with ourselves? You know, so growing up, the emphasis would definitely have been on our relationships with our family and our grandparents and the aunties and the uncles. And I suppose that continued into my adult life, you know, that I'd always been looking out at the relationships outside of me. So this was, it really threw me. And I wondered, is that even a thing that you can have a relationship with yourself? Like, how is it possible that I can have a relationship with myself when it's just me with me? It really confused me. And I didn't quite get it. And I didn't understand what was even being asked of me for a while. And I really had to try to get to grasps with, what are they asking me here? What is my relationship with myself? What does that even mean? And then after mulling it over back and forth and asking a number of questions, I realized that, oh yeah, okay, I am always in relationship with myself, because even when I'm alone, I am having conversations with myself. You know, how do I speak with myself? How do I respond to my feelings? How do I sit with myself? You know, how do I look after myself? And then I loved the idea that, okay, no matter where I am in the world, no matter who I'm with, or if I'm not with anybody at all, but sitting alone or working alone, I'm always in relationship with me. So it is a hard concept to understand, but it certainly was hard for me. But the easiest way for me to explain it now is to think of yourself, wherever you are right now listening to this podcast, that even if you're alone, you are thinking thoughts, you're feeling feelings, and you're communicating with yourself. So that there is a part of you that is always relating to yourself, you know, that we have this integral relationship with ourselves. And once we kind of see that, oh yeah, I do have a relationship with myself, and I do speak with myself, and I do, how do I respond to my feelings? Do I respond to them with love, or do I respond to my feelings with upset? You know, or do I allow myself to express only some feelings and other feelings I don't want to even go there? And so that's the relationship with ourselves. And if we know our starting point, then we can start developing and creating and nurturing a beautiful, loving relationship with ourselves. And in my experience, once I started looking at the relationship with myself and becoming aware and becoming consciously aware of the relationship I had with myself, then there was a massive positive ripple effect on every other relationship in my life. Genuinely, it was incredible. So I am super excited to share what I've learned and hopefully inspire other people, inspire you to look at your relationship with yourself and just to take a moment to think, oh yeah, what is my relationship with myself like right now? What is my starting point? And for me also, there was one essential part to my whole practice of self-observation, and that was compassion. Because what I realized, if I'm becoming conscious of how I relate with myself, then if I begin judging myself, I'm only harming my relationship rather than healing and nourishing my relationship with myself. So as you practice self-observation, I really would encourage you to do it with kindness and softness, curiosity and compassion. Big, big on the compassion, and without any judgment. And I feel I can't emphasize this enough, because, you know, if you think of that, we want to build our relationship with ourselves and not knock it. So we want to just begin to notice, just noticing how we are with ourselves, and to become consciously aware of how we relate with ourselves. And there are three key areas that I invite you to begin observing today. And these are our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. But before I go into them in a little more detail, I also want to share that this is not a once-off self-observation practice, and that we self-observe once and immediately after this podcast, and then all our relationships are magically love-filled, and any irritations or annoyances that we feel with other people in relationship, oh, they disappear. Not at all. This is a lifelong practice. And at first it can feel pretty strange observing yourself, as it did feel very strange with me. But then with each practice and with each new moment of being consciously aware of how I was speaking with myself, how I was responding to my feelings, how I was behaving towards myself, this practice became easier and easier as my self-observation muscle, if you can think of it like that, you know, a self-observation muscle strengthened each time I practiced it. And a little bit like yoga, you know, that if yoga is lifelong practice and our practice becomes stronger, the more we practice. And so like this, the self-observation becomes stronger the more we practice it. So the three areas I invite you to begin the self-observation are, okay, number one, the thoughts, or what I call self-talk. So when we become conscious of how we speak with ourselves when we're alone, and also when we're in company, we get an idea, we get a feeling of, oh my goodness, that's the kind of relationship I have with myself. So the questions I'd ask you to just reflect on for now, for the beginning, is to ask yourself, does your self-talk sound encouraging and loving? So that you might say things to yourself like, well done, you know, you're doing your best, relax, take a breath, I am lovable, I am capable, I am deserving of respect, or any other ones that you can think of yourself at the moment that you might be comfortable or familiar with, that's your loving self-talk. Or alternatively, does your self-talk sound unkind and critical and maybe full of judgment? So that an example of these would be, you know, saying, oh, I'm such an idiot, or what was I thinking? I'm so stupid. I'm useless with numbers. I haven't a note in my head. I'll never get this. I shouldn't have said that. I should have known better. And the list continues, you know, and just check in with yourself. Do any of these sound familiar? Or maybe you don't criticize yourself, which would be fantastic and an amazing starting point. So remember, we are simply observing. We're not judging. We're simply becoming conscious of our self-talk. And in my experience, as I become conscious of actually how critical I was in my own self-talk, I naturally became less critical. So with consciousness came almost a commitment from myself to practice being my own best friend, rather than being my own worst enemy, which I had no idea I had been anyway. So for now, simply observe and strengthen your own practice of self-observation. The next area is your feelings. So this is about practicing noticing how you feel about your feelings. Again, now this is just the very first step. So creating a conscious awareness. And with each podcast, I will be building on this consciousness that you're now beginning to create yourself. So what I'm inviting you to do is observe, how comfortable are you with all your feelings? And asking yourself, are there some feelings you're willing to speak about and share? And then are there other feelings you prefer to shut down or hide or dilute? Are there any feelings you never have or always have? Because I would have had a couple of those, which I'll be sharing in later podcasts. Are there feelings you consider good or bad? Again, I would have had that experience. Or do you see all your feelings as your wisdom, which I have now learned to see? And then to ask yourself, do you respond to all your feelings with love? Or sometimes is there a feeling of dread in response to some of your feelings? And then once we've started observing our own response to how we feel about our feelings, I'd invite you to look at how comfortable are you with other people's feelings? So to begin to self-observe again and hear, how do you react or how do you respond? So are there feelings you wish people didn't share or didn't speak openly about? Or are there feelings you wish people did share or did speak about? Again, it's just to begin to observe how you feel about all your feelings. So this is really the very start of the self-awareness, conscious awareness practice, knowing what's our starting point. And then finally, so after our thoughts and our feelings, is our actions. So I'm going to invite you to begin to observe how you behave towards yourself and to check in, how loving am I in my actions towards myself? So for example, do I rest my body when I'm feeling tired, or do I drive on ignoring my body? Which I have wonderful examples to share also in later podcasts. Do I make time to eat nutritious food slowly and mindfully, or do I eat fast food on the go, which would have been my case so often, you know, grabbing a sandwich on the way out the door, grabbing a banana on the way out the door, eating on the go. So checking in, do I push myself to get everything, say, perfect? Or am I kind and loving and encouraging, always reassuring myself that, look, I'm doing my best. I'm doing my very, very best. And check in, do I create a few quiet moments alone every day? Or is my day actually one big rush from the moment I wake to the moment I get into bed? So is it a dash through the day? And then the last question, now there are so many questions, but the last one I have for you today is to ask yourself, do I say yes to lots of requests from people, which means I'm saying no to meeting my own needs? And that's the whole area around boundaries. So again, it's just to begin to observe with curiosity and compassion and no judgment. Just curiosity, compassion, and a commitment to discovering and revealing the relationship we have with ourselves. And this is your starting point. And this is also part of your ongoing self-love practice. So I'm practicing for 15 years now and still learning. And I will be practicing and learning all my life, because we are in a relationship all our life, even when we are alone. And that's why this relationship work is so massively important to me, because I notice as I develop a loving relationship with myself, I experience this incredible, sweet ripple effect on every other relationship in my life. And it feels like pure magic. Wishing you a wonderful first day of self-observation, observing yourself with curiosity and compassion. The beginning of an amazing lifelong journey. So before I sign off on today's first podcast, I'd like to share a personal story that highlighted for me how far removed I was from having a relationship, a loving, an unconditionally loving relationship with myself. So while I was in the throes of all this learning, my dad passed away, and my grief was huge and overwhelming. And at the time, I would have been able to count on my hand, you know, a few people that had my back, so that no matter what I did or no matter what I said, they loved me no matter what. And my dad was one of those people. So that what I felt from him was an unconditional love, you know, a love that no matter what, he loved me still, which was an incredible experience and an incredible gift from him. But because I was doing this work on myself, it was, you know, it's several months later that I realized, oh my goodness, while I counted the few people on my hand that had my back, I wasn't including myself. So I didn't count myself as someone who loved myself unconditionally. I didn't count on myself as someone who would always have my back, because my relationship with myself was actually quite harsh, and it was a relationship of, you know, a lot of giving out. And not as much loving, especially not as much unconditional loving. So that was a huge realization for me. And that was at the beginning of this whole journey for myself. So I would ask you to, you know, this is an incredible journey, because wouldn't it be amazing if we could all count ourselves as somebody who always had our own back, who always loved us unconditionally, regardless of what we did or what we said, that we always showed ourselves love. Thank you.